Hello, welcome back to this week's episode of Read, Learn, and Grow. I am your host, Aubrey Newman, and today I will be telling you about the journey that I fell in love with reading. When I grew up, it almost felt like reading was everything to the schools. I mean, as it was everywhere else. They praised reading. For example, in elementary school, we had library days where we visited the media center and got to choose a book for our independent reading time, once we got back to class. Reading time was every day. I wasn't in love with reading because it always felt forced. I was in love with writing, however. During reading time, I would quietly take out my notebook and start writing. Since this is around the age they are still teaching you how to write, my handwriting had progressed and gotten better over time, and I just thought that was so satisfying to see. At least from my perspective, I had more of a creative privilege to write about what I wanted, perhaps over reading something that was technically due for an assignment. Despite the fact that I was only 7, I felt like my fantasies came to life when I wrote about anything and everything. Once I hit middle school, it was also mandatory, like it was a standard the schools had to meet. I still didn't know what kinds of genres I had liked or which ones I was interested in. I just went to the books my friends went to and decided, oh, this one is good enough. Once you're in middle school literacy or reading and writing classes, you have a little bit more freedom to write about what you like, which got me excited. I'm sure this is self-explanatory, but this is the time where you also start note-taking. Of course, I loved note-taking because I could put it into my own words and make it make sense to me. In my 6th grade class, I was reading a book one day and we had started conferences about the books we were reading. I was enjoying the book, so I felt confident telling her about what the book was about. As I spoke to her, she realized something that I would have never thought about. She said, "Okay, here's what I am thinking. I know you know how to read, but I think your comprehension of what you read doesn't match up." In my 12-year-old mind, I was a little bit confused because I didn't necessarily know what she meant. I gave her a confused look. She continued to explain what it meant, and I rethought everything. She gave me a tip on how I could remember things that I just read easier. She demonstrated how after each chapter of what I read, I would write a summary of what happened. This strategy continued, and my teacher did notice. I would write sticky notes on the top of the page of every chapter and write my summaries. When I would write down on the sticky notes, I would put down the overall thought of what the chapter was about and make up broad to test my understanding of what I read. Although this was for a book I actually did like, I know it wasn't always going to be like this. I know I would have to do reading assignments for classes I didn't really enjoy. In my future assignments in high school, I continued to put sticky notes on all of my work that included reading. This also did give me an advantage to write about it, so I guess win-win. During this time, I had also found my newfound love for romantic and historical novels. I have learned to grow with my passion to read and write more about books I was actually enjoying, as well as for assignments. My 6th grade teacher's method had helped me slowly but surely learn my love for reading. There are so many different techniques to learn while actually trying to read fluently, but also trying to comprehend the words themselves. I will forever be grateful that my middle school teacher had taught me this hack so early because it could have affected me later on in middle and high school, and honestly, in life. To this day, I still read and write using this strategy, and it helps me overall with everything. Reading and writing is used in every single subject and any task of the day. Using little processes at a time to help you understand your reading and writing skills isn't a small thing that can happen overnight. You just have to find what works for you, just like my 6th grade teacher did for me. Thank you for attending this week's episode of Read, Learn, and Grow. I am your host, Aubrey Newman. Stay tuned for another episode next week.